Over the past month, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game and the Haynesboro Police Department received numerous reports about a sow with two cubs causing damage to residences.
The sow and cubs were entering dwellings that did not have attractants.
Haynesboro Police Chief Heath Scott said it was becoming a public safety concern.
They've broke entry doors. They've broke garage doors. It led all parties that were within that coordinated effort to believe that those bears were habituated garbage and that they probably needed to be euthanized.
Fish and Game spent 4 days trying to track and kill the bears, but they were unsuccessful. They passed off the task to the police department and issued a permit for the officers to dispatch the bears as soon as they had a clear shot. But before they got a clear shot on the sow and cubs, HBPD got another call about a different bear.
We were called out and stayed out till about 1 in the morning, and then were called out at 5 o'clock in the morning to deal with that same bear. So we suspect that that bear was trying to get into residents' homes on Skyline.
Last Tuesday, police shot the bear and cited a resident for attracting it to the area with an unsecured compost pile. Then on Saturday, a caller reported that the sow with two cubs had entered a home on Piedad Road. Police responded to the call shortly after and dispatched the three bears.
Not anything that any member of my organization wants to do or looks forward to doing, but as soon as bears start entering dwellings, they become a public safety concern, and we have to address that.
Fish and Game biologist Carl Koch has been working with the police department to address bear issues in Haynes. When asked if the sow and cubs could have been relocated, he said that has not been effective in the past.
We never would relocate a bear that's been breaking into homes or breaking into buildings, you know, physical structures where people are. It's just, you'd be moving a bear that could break into somebody's cabin while it's occupied or something like that. It's just not a good practice.
Koch says that hazing and aversive conditioning can be effective to keep bears away, but the best thing residents can do is secure foods and other bear attractants.
The point being, you know, you can remove some bears, and especially the ones that are, you know, causing the most serious threat to property, but preventing them from being in the area in the first place is the way to go.
Koch says in some ways there have been improvements since last fall when Haynes saw a spike in bear activity. The landfill is much more secure and there are far less issues with bears getting into dumpsters. Recently, Koch says he has been hearing more about bears getting into chicken coops, freezers, and gardens. But Police Chief Scott says that from what he has seen, most residents are securing their attractants. This year, the department has only issued 2 citations to residents for leaving out bear attractants. He thinks the bears may be spending more time in residential areas because they can no longer access food at the landfill.
They've made it more secure. There's not the readily available food source for the bears, and the bears have to go somewhere. And if these bears have been habituated to garbage for years, it's likely that they're going to come to residents.
The Haynesboro convened a bear task force earlier this year to address the issue of bears roaming around town. The group intends to make recommendations that the assembly can adopt to improve the situation. Its next meeting is on July 7th. In Haynes, I'm Henry Leisha.